Hi, welcome to a special edition of 小桥 Little Bridge with me, Eileen.
And me, Jason. Today, we are really fortunate to have with us Lei Lok, a famous Chinese blogger whom we will be speaking to later on.
So, tell me more about Lei Lok before we chat with her on Skype.
Well, for one thing, she's only 24 and she's already traveled to Norway, Cambodia, India, Holland, Thailand.
Whoa, wait. Okay, that's a lot. But I heard she only started traveling 3 years ago at the age of 21. And she's already been to so many countries.
Yup. Let's hear it from Lei Lok as she shares with us what inspired her to start traveling.
At that time, at the age of 21, I've actually never been anywhere. I've lived in my city almost my whole life, and I haven't done much. And I feel like I need to do something. I want to see the outside world. So I decided to take a trip, and I went to Tibet. It's my first trip to China, Tibet.
Having been to so many places in China, which area interests you the most?
I would say Xizang is very special, but it's actually not that Chinese to me. And also Sichuan and Yunnan. I think because maybe I grew up in Hangzhou, this area, and it's all city and lots of development. And Western China is so different. Mm-hmm. It's quite undeveloped. And it's more nature, more, and people, they're more friendly. They're poor, but they're really friendly, and it touched me very much.
So, we know you've been traveling a lot. How do you raise enough money for all these trips?
I worked several months, and I saved all the money, and I spent all the money on one trip, once a month. And when I was in university, when I started to travel, I used, like, when I was 12, I started to save money. So every year, pocket money or the yasuitian. So, yes, that's how I had money at university, but now I work.
How long does it take you to save up for one trip?
From 3 to 6 months, because when I travel very low budget, so the big thing is the ticket. So if I can sell, usually one ticket is very expensive, and the traveling is actually cheaper than that sometimes.
You've been to so many places, but has language ever been a barrier to you when you travel?
Only in the beginning, because in the beginning my English was not very good and I was very shy, so I didn't talk to people very much. And then the more I travel, then I use English more and more, and it's getting easier. And every time I visit a country, I will learn some simple sentences. English is not a big problem, yes.
So, what about countries where English is not a commonly spoken language?
So I think everywhere I go, I can still find people speak at least some basic English, and I get the information I want or how to get the places. So, yes, getting around is not a problem. But I feel like because I don't speak the local language, I cannot really talk to people. So, yes, local people are always very interesting foreigners. So they will ask you, what's your name, where are you from, and how old are you? And I ask them these questions too. But I would like to communicate with them more, like, but I cannot. So that's too bad. So I think I would like to learn more language or stay in some place and learn the local language.
Have you ever traveled with your friends?
When I started traveling, maybe the first 2 years, I always travel alone and I liked it very much. And after maybe in 2004, November, which year? Maybe one and a half year ago, I traveled with two kids. And from that on, then I will meet travel mate friends from traveling. Now, I like traveling with friends.
What are the benefits of traveling with friends as compared to embarking on a trip by yourself?
I think the best is you can share your feelings or your impressions with the person next to you, and that's good. Another thing is you can save money, like you can share a room and you can share some... Yeah, it's cheaper to travel with your friends. Yeah.
What was the most shocking situation that you have witnessed while traveling?
I think this time when I was in Sri Lanka, because in the north of Sri Lanka, there are some people want independence and they give lots of trouble at the moment I was there. So there are lots of military in the street and the soldiers with guns in the bus, on the train. Yeah, but I don't know, the first time I saw that was in Pakistan. At that time I was, whoa, that's something I've never experienced. But now I think it's It's kind of dangerous, but I don't feel it's that dangerous. Like people, everybody, they get used to the guns and militaries, and for me, that's not something I will see at all. Yeah, I think that maybe that's the kind of dangerous. I don't know, now the more I travel, the less I'm afraid of the situation or the bad things. Yeah.
Wow. Have there been other life-threatening or dangerous situations that you were stuck in?
This is with bus, and it seems like the roads are very bad. And I will worry, oh, maybe the bus, we will have a car accident. But it never happened. Sometimes I'm a bit afraid of malaria because mosquitoes love me very much. And I'm just afraid maybe I will get, like, in Indonesia, some parts of Indonesia. I've heard lots of stories like, oh, my friend got malaria and he died. Oh, so. But it's not a big deal. I should just not think of this too much. Otherwise, I'll never go anywhere.
If you could live in any of the countries you have visited, where would you want to stay?
I think I want to live in developing countries and maybe countryside. So, yes, I prefer countries like India or Cambodia. Yeah, not in Europe, I don't know. It's just too expensive. If I have a job, maybe I would prefer to live there. But I like Western China and I like India, Cambodia, these kind of places which are not too developed yet.
Have your parents raised any objections to your traveling?
Because my parents, they got divorced when I was very young, and I'm living with my mother and my grandparents, and they're all very supportive to my traveling and my choice of working. Like, I don't work full-time.
Yeah, well, it's good to have some support. But do you ever get homesick? And if you do, how do you overcome this homesickness?
I write to my family quite often, and my mom, she emailed me very often, maybe every 3 days. And she says, oh, if you don't email us more than 5 days, we will seriously worry about you. So we get every time I travel, I still get in touch with my family. Because at home, I'm living with my family every day. So when I go out, I homesick, not really. But I will miss Chinese food and sometimes some convenience.
But what about rural areas that have no internet connection?
I will email my mom. If I go somewhere like that, I will email her before, like, oh, my mom, I will go somewhere. Maybe there's no internet, so I will be gone for 3 or 5 days. Please don't worry. So, yes, I will tell them in advance before I go to the areas like that, as they will be very much worried.
So have you ever thought of visiting Singapore?
Oh, yes. Actually, when I was in Indonesia, I thought about visiting Singapore. So I went to Singapore Embassy in Jakarta. But it's very difficult for Chinese to get a Singapore visa. For me, getting visa is always very difficult. It's probably one of the most difficult things for my traveling, because it's not easy for Chinese citizens to apply for visa. So I didn't get a visa. I couldn't get a visa when I was in Jakarta. But I will visit Singapore. And it's cheap to buy some electronic products. I think I want to buy some stuff in Singapore as well.
So where are you planning to go next?
I want to see Africa, but so far not many countries easy for Chinese to get a Kenya visa. Or North Africa, parts of North Africa.
So, last but not least, do you have any advice for first-time backpackers?
When I first started, you don't need to worry too much. I know some people, when they started, they worry so much. But yeah, it's easy. When you started, you will enjoy the trip. So, yes, be relaxed and don't pack light. When I first travel, I just 2 weeks and packed so much, and now I always travel very light. So it's always good to travel light.
Okay, thank you so much, Leilop.
Bye.
And that was Leilop sharing her travel experiences with us here on Xiaoqiao, Little Bridge. I'm Zixin.
And I'm Eileen. Do stay tuned next week as we bring you the wonders of Liaoning. See ya.
Bye-bye.